This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program tonight, we're going to be talking about the 7th Annual Southeast Michigan Antique Tractor Poker Run, and that's coming up here real quick, and I'm happy to have on the program with me to talk more about it, Steve Pixley. Steve, it's good to have you with us.
Good to be here. Thank you, Dale.
Yeah. Give us a little history about the Antique Tractor Poker Run, for those who may not even know about it.
Yeah. Well, it started 2019 with the Bailey family and Tecumseh and Steve Summers from Britain. Just decided to get together with a bunch of farmers and some old tractors and trying to raise a little bit of money for charity.
Mm-hmm.
And that year we had 80 tractors and raised $2,285. And then the following year in 2020, even though it was COVID era yet, we had 121 tractors. $3,700 went to Tecumseh Service Club. In 21, we raised $6,200 with 144 participants, and that went to multiple sclerosis. 2022, we raised money for the DAV for funding a van with 211 tractors. 2023, a huge jump up, 275 tractors raised $48,000 for ALS. And then last year for hospice, we raised
$85,000. Wow. And you also had a big a number of tractors participating in that one as well. So
it's not just the tractors. We also have riders. So some of the tractors have buddy seats. Didn't have it.
Yeah.
So two people can ride. Some of them pull a wagon behind, so they have like a whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Put a picnic table in the wagon. And so we had 149 riders last year. So it's fun.
Yeah.
Get to see the countryside.
Well, describe that for us, if you would, Steve, about how the poker run is conducted.
So every year it's a different route. It's always been started at the Bailey Farm here in Britain, Tecumseh area. And we just pick a different route in the community. So we might have went into Tecumseh up through the Irish Hills one year. Next year we went down through Deerfield, Petersburg area. Last year we went up into the Saline area, all starting and finishing at the same point. So.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a lot on a tractor at 10 mile an hour versus in a car at 70.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. You'd be able to take in a lot more that way too, Steve.
Yep.
Yeah.
So some of us actually are going to the bridge crossing after Labor Day. It's a Sunday after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll drive the tractors to the bridge.
No kidding. Wow. That's going to be a nice long drive and ride.
About a day and a half. You know, you're 20 mile an hour. It's 340 mile to the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you see a lot of territory that you wouldn't see with a car.
Exactly.
All back roads.
Yeah.
Of course, you can't drive these tractors on the highways.
So. Right. But definitely, you are going to be seeing a lot of different territory and countryside doing that as well.
Correct.
Now, participating in this, that you'll have people register to be part of the poker run, correct?
Correct. So anybody with an antique tractor, so it's considered 1975 and older, so no cabs, so it's just kind of the old-fashioned tractor. Now, this one here, the FFA tractor, it's a 1964, and you can see no cabs, small tractors.
Right. So
they have to go at least 10 mile an hour. They can register online up until Thursday next week. Then we cut the online off because we have to have time to process. Or you can come Friday after 4 o'clock, register at the site. You can leave your tractor there. Park it overnight, come back Saturday morning and join the poker run, or you can just show up Saturday morning, do your registration, but better be early because we roll at 9 o'clock.
Roll at 9 o'clock, okay. And the run starts right at the Thompson Farm there in Blissfield, right?
And then we're going to head to 4 different locations. If you want to see the tractors, we're going to go into Blissfield by the old Joe's Carryout. Everybody knows where that is.
Yeah.
And then we're going to turn and go south on Lane Street by the high school, turn left on Sugar. So you can set anywhere in that area. There's a lot of, like where Farber's old factory was, there's a lot of areas you can set and watch, or at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go to MAC Elevator, and then we'll have breakfast there. From there, we head towards Ottawa Lake. We're going to go through downtown Riga, so there's a lot of spots. Fire department, churches, St. John's Church is going to have a tractor show next week. You can view it there. And then it's all country driving. There's not much you can see until we get to Ottawa Lake. So,
But still being able to go in and see the countryside, like you said before, you'll be able to really appreciate the countryside a lot more than if you're driving on the main route in a car or truck, for that matter.
It's funny, in the past, a lot of people know where the route is, so there'd be hundreds of cars just backed into, you know, yards. And
Yeah. But that's kind of cool. But the thing is that this is all, as you mentioned before, in the history of the Poker Run since 2019, is that it all benefits and the proceeds go to a certain charity.
Every year we pick a different charity.
Yep. Yeah.
We're a 501c3 fundraising organization. So this year we chose Future Farmers of America, FFA. So it's going to benefit 9 different chapters in 3 counties. Because it's benefiting the kids that actually helped work on the project, not just restoring the tractor, but actually helping with the poker run itself. So
that's kind of cool too. And let's talk, you mentioned about the year of the tractor, but you had a number of the FFA students working on this tractor, didn't you?
We had 15 different students from 9 different chapters actually helped restore this tractor from start to finish. So a lot of pictures of it on the website. And if you went to the county fair, you seen a sandwich board. We had a lot of pictures on there. So, and you talk about the old tractors. We have tractors back from 1921, 22, all the way up to 75.
So. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. And how many do you think you're going to be able to get this year?
Our goal is 400.
Yeah, really? For that many? I think that's awesome.
We actually have people coming from Indiana this year and Ohio that we haven't had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We've been campaigning this thing pretty hard for the last 3-4 months.
Yeah.
And I actually went to Rushville, Indiana, June 28th. There's a huge covered bridge tour down there. We 122 miles on a tractor and crossed 37 bridges. That's all down in the Amish country. So we know we got people coming up here to see us.
Sure.
They're bringing campers and tractors, and we have a big group coming from Sandusky, Ohio. So we've never had this before, so could be 40, could be 400.
But, I mean, that's pretty awesome, though. Do you have a goal on how much you would like to be able to raise this year, Steve?
$100,000 is what we're shooting for.
Okay. I mean, you got $85,000-plus last year, so why not, huh?
It's pretty much doubled every year, but hospice is a huge, huge beneficiary. A lot of people have used hospice.
Yeah.
A lot of people know about hospice. We have different sponsors every year. We've probably got 100-plus sponsors that donate to the event. Not the same sponsors as last year, but some are, some aren't, and then we'll pick up new ones just because of the charity that it's for. So.
Sure. Now, and during the actual gathering for the poker run on Saturday, August the 9th, you're going to be having things going on at that time, right?
More on the 8th than the 9th.
Okay.
So starting at 4 o'clock Friday the 8th, registration, there's food trailers, trucks, stuff for the kids to do. Then at, I think, 5:30, we have a band, a one-man band. Bob Wurst, some people know him, some people don't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've heard of Bob. Yeah, absolutely.
I think he's from the Petersburg area.
I think so. Yeah, I think he is.
So he's going to play until whenever. Then you have a chance to walk around, look at a lot of the tractors. There will be a lot of tractors there Friday. I would guess half of them will show up Friday. We know that there's a parade of about 30 or 40 tractors coming from the Saline Tecumseh area all in one shot.
Wow. So this will be, they'll be coming right to the Thompson Farm then, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
They already have this organized. They already made their own plans. They're going to all group together and drive down as their own parade.
Hey, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Yep. That's what it's all about.
You were mentioning about, finding out more at your website. Is that the Southeast Michigan Antique Tractor Poker Run 2025.com?
Yes, it is. And you can actually buy tickets for the raffle tractor on there. And that will go again until Thursday. I think we're going to cut it off at noon because we still have to have time to process everything. So,
do you have other little fundraiser things that are going to be happening as well too, Steve?
We have the foundation we started for Bella, and we'll have those wall hangers at the site for sale. And that proceeds all benefit a scholarship we've set up in her name.
Okay. And you hopefully raise a lot of money for that too, don't you?
Hopefully, yep.
Yeah.
And we didn't talk about the poker hand itself.
Yeah.
But the poker run is a poker run. So every tractor draws five cards, and the best hand wins $2,000. So.
Wow. Okay. Excellent. Well, and when you talked about the fundraiser and you said about these wall hangings, this is something that you made, right?
Correct.
Yeah. It's kind of like the oval of a stop sign.
Stop sign. That's correct.
And it says protected by FAFO, which farm around and find out. I like that. And it's got the Poker Run 2025 yep. on it, and the FFA symbol on logo, it too. Yep. Yeah. But it's really nice. And this is. Yep. That's pretty neat.
8-inch aluminum plate. It won't rust. You can hang it in the barn, hang it in your office, hang it anywhere.
Yeah, that's really
cool. Really, it's a beautiful plaque. It really is.
It is. It really is. I'm very impressed on the quality that you did, Steve, and how nice it looks, too. Yeah, this is something that's really, really nice. And again, this all proceeds benefit the local FFA chapters. Right. You can't get anything better than that. This really, a lot of kids have gone through FFA.
True.
And
I spent 4 years in FFA, so
yeah,
has some history. A lot of the kids, and I know the chapters, I've spoken to most of the advisors, the money will be used at each chapter individually, but mostly they're going to be used to go to conventions and, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it'll help promote their chapter. They'll be able to buy their FFA jackets and stuff like that with these proceeds.
And I know a lot of the kids that go through FFA also continue by continuing their education in either some way in agriculture, right?
Ag industry,
in
correct.
The ag industry, yeah.
Correct.
And this is a great start for them too. So why not support them at the same time?
That's correct.
Yeah, good deal.
And FFA is a leadership training organization, so it helps them through public speaking, parliamentary procedure, job processes and all that kind of stuff.
So they don't go and continue in the ag industry. They have certainly developed some leadership skills this way too.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then hopefully they gain a little knowledge on restoring tractors.
That's right. Yeah. That's quite a job in itself. Now, how long did it take for you to work on this tractor?
Well, we started around the 1st of February, and we pretty much had it completely dismantled the first Saturday. And we only worked on it Saturdays because of my schedule and stuff in our shop. And we let the kids work in one portion of our shop on this. And I actually have a paint booth, so it made it kind of easy. But then the second Saturday, we sandblasted every part, primed it, filled where we needed to with body filler because this tractor had quite a few dents. It's 60 years old.
Yeah.
So you can't push wagons in the barn or the front and not have dents.
Yeah, that's right.
And then after that, it was changing oil seals and stuff that leaks so that when you get done, it's not just painting a tractor. When you restore a vehicle or a tractor, it's pretty in-depth. You change all the oil seals that need changing and, new carburetors. Actually, we were able to save the carburetor. We sandblasted it, put new jets and seals in it. And so hopefully they learned a little bit about that. And then the third and fourth week, it's starting to paint everything. And these kids had never touched a paint gun, and we showed them how to do it and what to do, and they actually did most of the painting. I did the clear coating on a couple of the things just to touch it up a little.
Yeah, that's right. But, it's a sharp-looking tractor, and it really looks great, too. So good job to the kids who worked on this, for sure.
Yep.
As we're running out of time here, let's remind everybody the 7th Annual Southeast Michigan Antique Tractor Poker Run. It's going to be when again, Steve?
August 9th. 2025, starting at, we will roll at 9 a.m. So if you're not there by 9, you're going to miss it. So you can come Friday afternoon, Friday evening, stay the night, whatever.
Yeah. And that'll be at Thompson Farm.
Thompson Farms.
Thompson Highway, Blissfield there.
If you come hungry, there's going to be food trucks on site. So.
All right. Best of luck. I know you're going to do a great job. You'll raise lots of money. And all going to the FFA clubs.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate it.
Steve Pixley, thank you so much. Yep. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.